In the corner of the garden, towards the south, is a delightful belvedere that was built at the behest of Vittorio Emanuele II as a place for admiring the surrounding landscape, which must have been very different from today's, after the exertions of hunting and the long rides he allowed himself when he was at La Petraia. The little structure, also called a reposoir, was designed by the architect Carlo Lasinio in place of a previous wooden shed, which at the time of the Lorraine was used as a camera oscura. Lasinio built a small pavilion, but with all the comforts needed by a king in 1872, when the statue terrace was created. The date, in fact, can be read on the Venetian mosaic floor, identical to that of the ballroom. In fact, 1872 was a year of great transformations in the villa, many made by Lasinio and the Turin architects Fabio Nuti and Giuseppe Giardi, who transformed the courtyard into an enclosed space. The Belvedere consists of a rectangular vestibule that allows access to the heart of the building and an octagonal room with a pagoda roof, according to the 19th century tastes. The large windows that allow natural light to filter in were refurbished according to the 1911 inventory. We can see walnut consoles decorated with the Savoy coat of arms and roses, an allusion to Rosa Vercellana, mirrors, a wooden table, and other furnishings that recall the reigning house. There is a highly unique chair with a wrought iron back decorated with the Savoy coat of arms, placed near the round mid-19th century table with a base in woven metal. Only the curtains are modern, although they replicate decorative floral motifs inspired by those described in 1911.